This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Job Corps centers under the Department of Labor will have their funding frozen by the end of the month. That has one Colorado congressman concerned about a facility in Mesa County. CPR's Chiara DeMare reports the Colbrand Center is technically under a different department and could be saved.
Job Corps is a federal program that aims to provide 16 to 24-year-olds from disadvantaged backgrounds, education, and career training. The Work Training Center in Colbrand operates under the U.S. Department of Agriculture through the U.S. Forest Service. The USDA said they will work with the Labor Department and Congress to review their 24 centers across the country, including Colorado's. The Colorado Center is in Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd's district. He promised to do what he can to keep the center open.
Because it really is important what they're doing there, and I support it 100%. And I've heard not only from folks in the Job Corps, but also elected officials in Western Colorado who know just what an essential role the Job Corps plays in getting folks back up on their feet and in productive jobs that mean that they don't have to be on public assistance.
Congress wrote a letter to the department in favor of keeping Job Corps funded. Hurd and three other members of Colorado's delegation signed it. The Department of Labor said the funding freeze decision aligns with President Trump's budget proposal. Chiara DeMare, CPR News.
The state's largest utility company has a new plan to reduce wildfire risk. State regulators approved Xcel's wildfire mitigation plan late last week. The sprawling $1.9 billion plan goes through 2027. It would move 50 miles of power lines underground and invest in equipment like AI cameras to detect blazes. This is CPR News and KRCC.